passed measures to make recreational pot legal for people 21 years and older. While some are concerned about some of the safety risks involved, others think it could be good for business.
Yeah, so is it going to be good for business, and how do you get a business going selling recreational pot? Sacramento Metro Chamber President and CEO Peter Tatishi joins us on the phone this morning to talk a little bit more about that. Morning again, Peter.
Good morning.
So first of all, have people contacted the chamber or kind of floated an idea of, oh, can I set up a recreational pot shop?
Well, we haven't yet got a call, but, you know, really the process is going to be a twofold. So there is going to be a need for a state license, and the state has till January 1st of 2018, technically, to create a licensing process. And then, of course, you'll need a local county or city permit to do that as well. So those things actually haven't been created at the state level. So technically, it's not as easy to find these opportunities yet for the business.
How does the Sacramento Metro Chamber feel about this, too?
You know, so we didn't take a position on the proposition. You know, we support anything that's a legal business. And now that Californians have said this is a legal business, we're looking forward to having new members in the cannabis industry.
Yeah, but admittedly, Peter, this is dicey because still recreational marijuana is not legal, federally speaking. It is legal in California. But people who want to sell it can't right now because they have to set up their shops. I mean, there's a lot of red tape right now.
There is a lot of red tape, which is why we encourage anyone who's looking at this, follow the rules. There are rules that what the ballot initiative did put into laws and regulations around this. And so, you know, we encourage everyone to still be compliant always when it comes to working in this field.
So two things I'd like to know. One is, how much money do you see coming into our economy, and how, if you will at all, will you promote this as a business opportunity for the Sacramento area?
So I don't know that we're going to actively go out and promote it as a business opportunity, but when you look at what this could be statewide, you're talking about a potential $1 billion in new tax revenue coming to the state. I mean, once you legalize, or now that it's legal, being able to actually grow, manufacture to a degree, and put out the product, and then having a 15% tax on it, that's going to grow a lot of tax revenue for the state of California, and even potentially local jurisdictions like the city of Sacramento, who have put in a sales tax measure on it as well, on top of the state. So you have these opportunities for local jurisdictions and the state to see new revenue over this newly regulated industry.
All right, Peter, as always, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too, Peter Tatishi, CEO.